This song is dedicated to Laurie Anderson's song, Language is a Virus. This song is not dedicated to coronavirus, as there are more viruses that deserve to be known. Fight the virus. Fight the virus. According to Anthony Williams, also known as the medical medium and originator of the celery juice movement, it is not one, but three mystery viruses compromising our physical and mental health. Most of them go a bit misunderstood in Western society. So Anthony Williams is here to set the story straight. Fight the virus.
Fight the virus.
The first virus is the shingles-causing virus, varicella zoster, known since ancient times as herpes zoster. It is a virus that has been traveling through the ages and always surviving. Varicella zoster is a virus that everyone that has had chickenpox probably still has dormant in their system. The virus enters the body through the respiratory tract and then resides deep in the upper cervical vertebrae. What is already known is the effect it has on attacking the nervous system. What is not known is the disruption it causes in neurotransmitters, locking up the production of hormones such as dopamine, serotonin, and messing up with amounts of norepinephrine. Even more, the virus significantly lowers the immune system by creating a very acidic environment for all our cells. It is what is often misdiagnosed as candida. So poor candida, that has been peacefully living in our digestive tract and protecting it, has become a villain nowadays for no apparent reason. Fight the virus. Fight the virus. The second virus is the HPV virus, the human papilloma virus, known to be present in the bodies of over 80% of the sexually active population. It is needless to say the virus is sexually transmitted. Worldly famous for causing cancer in the cervical area, it is also widely responsible for cancers in the anus, the vulva, the penis, the testicles, and the pharynx. What is not commonly known is that HPV really causes havoc all over the body, with mystery symptoms resulting in leaky guts, adrenal fatigue, chronic inflammation, chronic fatigue, and lots of lymphatic disruptions and major hormonal imbalances, leading to mental and psychosomatic disorders, anxiety, and even panic attacks. Fight the virus. Fight the virus. The third virus is the Epstein-Barr virus, found by Epstein and Barr in 1964. It is a strand of the herpes virus family. See, herpes is not just simplex and complex. It is way more complex than that. With over 80 herpes varieties, the Epstein-Barr is just one of them. The Epstein-Barr virus is the most common virus in humans today, as about 95% of the population carry the virus at this present moment. Yet, its name is kind of unknown still. most people are infected during birth from their asymptomatic mothers, and later on the virus is contracted by any exchange of fluids. Mostly enters the body through the respiratory tract, causing mononucleosis, and then makes its way to attack the nervous system, the lymphatic system, the respiratory system, and the heart muscle. Causes complications that can affect a person's brain, spinal cord, and nerves. Among the myriad of diseases it causes is an array of autoimmune diseases, hormonal imbalances, causes adrenal fatigue, burnout, chronic depression, and can even lead to psychosis. What is even less known is how it does all that. See, the Epstein-Barr virus enormously disrupts the production of serotonin in the gut, where over 95% of serotonin is daily produced. So, the Epstein-Barr virus becomes a virus of viral gut feelings. So what does Anthony Williams think the solution is? The solution is alkaline celery juice. Alkalize or die. Alkalize or die. This is alkalize or die. This is what is it. So what are the feelings that celery juice can actually cure?
Disembodiment, dissatisfaction, dislikes and distrust, discontinue and disapprove it, disconcern and dissolve, disbelief and discontentment, disproportional.